With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A pristine lake and old-growth section of woods has been preserved by the Northwoods Land Trust. Ken Krall explains.
Executive Director of the Eagle River-based organization, Ted Ankers, says the acquisition of the Sack Lake Hemlock's old-growth forest in the town of Knight in Iron County is part of an initiative to preserve the few remaining tracts.
This is one that came to us from the BCPL, so the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands, which is the original landholding organization for the state of Wisconsin. It also came to us through a patent instead of a deed, going all the way back to the 1800s.
The property is 130 acres. It contains old-growth yellow birch and some large stands of old-growth hemlock. Anchor says it also includes more than 800 feet of frontage on Sack Lake, which is undeveloped. Anchor says generous donors to the trust made the outright purchase possible. Anchor says acquiring a sliver of the few bits of remaining old-growth trees is important.
There's less than 1% left. Parcels like this just don't come up very often. This was a great opportunity to further the land trust efforts.
Anchor says retaining old trees in our forest land landscape preserves the genetic pool of the strongest and most disease-resistant trees, those that have survived and adapted over centuries of environmental change. It also retains species who need this type of habitat and attract people who like to recreate in the old trees. NWLT works with private landowners who wish to permanently conserve their natural shoreland, woodland, and wetland habitats in Vilas, Oneida, Forest, Florence, Iron, Price, and Northern Langlade counties. The trust protects over 13,000 acres of land and 72 miles of natural lake and river shoreline. More information is on their website. Ken Krall, WXPR News.
It's typical for landowners to close their snowmobile trails due to unsafe conditions, which is exactly what one woman in the Merrill area did. Now she's getting pushback. WAOW Television reports Stacy Pettit has owned property with a snowmobile trail in Lincoln County for decades. However, this snowmobiling season, the trail has been closed, forcing snowmobilers to go elsewhere.
We have a forestry project going on. We wanted to wait till that was completed. We had a couple other criteria for opening the trail, and that was all in the works.
Stacy and her husband were working to open the trail, but were stopped by weather, putting up signs for open water, so the gate was shut and clearly marked. On Friday morning, Stacy received a message about profanity written on cardboard in front of the gates, seemingly by someone frustrated with the closing.
Extremely selfish to take this kind of action and screw it up for everybody else.
The hurtful words directed towards Stacy, but she said honestly, it's sticks and stones. But on behalf of other landowners, she's stepping forward and speaking up, turning things over to the Lincoln County Sheriff's Department to investigate. Parents again have a chance to enroll their children in a school other than the district where they live. The online open enrollment application period for the next school year opens this week and runs through April 30th. Open enrollment is a tuition-free opportunity to apply to attend a public school in a school district other than the one in which they live. Department of Public Instruction official Mike Bormet oversees the open enrollment program. The program began in 1999, and Bormet says it's grown dramatically. He tells us how many students are involved in the current year.
There were just under 63,000 students who participated in open enrollment and were attending school in a district other than the one in which they live. It's considered to be the state's largest parental option program.
Parents are responsible for transporting the student to the non-resident district. Districts will notify applicants by June 5th if they were successful in enrolling in their desired school system. Two orphaned bear cubs brought to a wildlife rehabilitation center north of Rhinelander seem to be doing well. We first told you about the cubs a few weeks ago after they were brought to Wild Instincts. Now WAOW Television has done an update on how the cubs are doing. Mark Nanny out of Wild Instincts says the cubs were just days old and were abandoned after a farmer harvested his cornfield and scared the cubs' mother.
Once all the cover was gone, she would not have come back. And of course, they were combining that field for several hours, and in that time, these little guys would have frozen to death.
Naniot says the cubs will have their eyes closed for about two more weeks, and after that, human contact will be very minimal. That's because they don't want an animal like a bear to lose its fear of people. The cubs need to be bottle-fed every 4 hours, then put back into their heated incubator at 87 degrees Fahrenheit, similar to the body temperature of the mama bear. Naniat has devoted his entire life to caring for wildlife, so he's confident he can get the cubs running into the wild again. He says the end game is always getting to the day where they can be released.
They grow too fast. So if we want to get them into a foster den, we can't do that till March or so, because right now they're so small, what you have to do is tranquilize the mother oftentimes, and so she could roll over on them and kill them at this point, so we have to wait till they're big enough so they could crawl out from underneath her.
The bear cubs will be at the facility until workers can find a foster den for them in March. If not, Wild Instincts has an enclosure outside where they will be released into the wild in October. Wisconsin Assembly Speaker says redrawing the state's electoral maps will probably end up in court. Republican Robin Voss made the comments during the broadcast of Upfront, an interview program on WISN Television Sunday. He was responding to a question about the People's Maps Commission, a task force created by Governor Tony Evers. Our forecast today, mostly cloudy with a high near 29. Tonight, cloudy, a low around 11. For tomorrow, partly sunny and a high near 19. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.